Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. Welcome to another profit report. Woo-hoo! We're talking about April 2021 and some shiz went down, people.
Some money got spent. Some money got made.
It's all good. End of story. We're good. Bye.
That's how profit and loss works. You make some, you spend some. Hopefully you have some at the end of the day.
Whoop. Okay, no, but really. The interesting thing about April, and you know, we talk about it all the time, but we didn't really launch anything new in April. And so everything that was happening is a direct correlation to the fact that we have tried to build a profitable and sustainable business, which brings in income regardless of if we're launching anything new. And that's definitely still the case. We did have some big projects we were working on. And so I would say we were like knee deep behind the scenes working on things. And so sometimes when that happens, we will see a dip in profitability, not necessarily in revenue, but a dip in profitability. And I think that was definitely the case for us this month. Let's talk about a couple of the projects we were working on. The one that comes to mind is like a big development that other people probably didn't even notice was our shop website updates.
Oh, yeah. We did that. Yeah. So we, you know, we launched the Creative Template Shop January of 2020. And it's a Squarespace site. You guys know we love Squarespace. And it was kind of due for a refresh. We hadn't literally updated it in over a year. And there were some user-friendly things we wanted to change, some new searchability features we wanted to add, but then just like giving it a little spruce. And all of that went down in April. Go pull it up and look at it. It's so pretty.
Yeah. I think the thing I'm most excited about is our big deep dive on changing tagging and categories, and then also updating the search.
The search is my new favorite thing.
If you guys have ever used Squarespace search, it's kind of garbage.
It's absolute garbage.
You have to search exact terms and you have to spell things right, which I don't know about you guys, but there's lots of words that I just rely on autocorrect my entire life for. And so even as someone who owns the freaking business, I'm like, where is this thing? I can't find it.
And and we'll get into this if we want to talk about the tools specifically, but it's simple as, you know, we have templates for what do you guys call the thing that you offer for free where people put in their email to get it, right? I guarantee you call it something different than what your friend calls it or what we might call it. It's a lead magnet. It's a freebie. It's an opt-in. It's a whatever, a lead generator. Like there's so many different things. So first of all, having one phrase that everyone's got to be like, oh yeah, that's what it is. But then if you start talking about opt-in, do you spell it as one word? Do you capitalize the O and the I? Do you put a hyphen? Is it two separate words? That's what I'm talking about when it gets like really stressful for it to be super exact when you're searching, because everyone's brain works a little bit differently.
Yeah. So my favorite features of this new search is, one, we have the ability to add synonyms. Now, we have not gone in yet and added all of the, like, the business dictionary, as like Emily's calling it, where we're adding like words that, you know, the average search thing would not understand, that are just like super specific terms to our industry. We haven't necessarily done that yet. But in the meantime, what I really like about it is that it does recognize common misspellings, and it is like auto-populating. So you start typing, say the word, like you're looking for like social media templates. You start typing the word social or Instagram, and it's going to auto-populate all the results instantly. So you could be like two letters in and you're going to start filtering down
the results.
And it
highlights the word that you're typing in your search results below. So your eyes can quickly be like, oh, it's this thing that I'm actually looking for.
Now, I'd love to tell you that this is just like a brilliant add-on that Squarespace added, and it's not. We hired a web developer to custom develop it and add on another search tool to make it all work. So I wish I could just say, go get this thing and it's going to radically change your... No, it's not. So I'm sorry, but I'm really excited about it because I know it's going to make usability so much better. The other big thing we did was mostly on Tara's plate, and I just know how much work this was. Oh gosh. But we basically took all our categories and all our terms and tried to come up with terms that better encapsulated both what you were looking for and the kinds of things you might click on to find something. And so she went through and recategorized everything twice, because they have to do it on the front end where members, like where the average user can just come search all of our templates and look at our one-off shop. But then she had to do it on the back end as well, which is set up completely separately. So I don't want to know how many hours that was. But, you know, that those are the kinds of things that we are consistently paying attention to, because we don't just want to deliver beautiful graphics or, you know, a marketing service. We want to make this tool something that's so simple for you guys to use, so that you can find exactly what you're looking for, so that it can save you time, so that it can help you increase sales. And that's why we've poured so much time and energy into the Creative Template Shop. It is 100% worth it, in my opinion, to continue to focus on usability. Because if it's not usable, why would you guys continue to be a member, you know?
Right. We want it to be like we want it to aid your day, not, you know, be like, oh, I need to sit down and go filter out all these templates or find what I need. Because we also recognize that there's a lot there. There's a lot of goodness there. There are so many amazing resources. I think we just hit over a 10K value of what's available in the shop right now as a member, which is bananas to me. And so we want to make that continuously easier to find, faster to get what you're looking for, all that good stuff.
Our other like one-time-ish cost or one-time project, I should say, that we invested in this month was a big copywriting assignment, actually.
Yeah. Listen, guys, as what I would feel like is like I'm our resident copywriter, and then we definitely have my sidekick. Even as someone who writes a lot for Boss Project and has written so much even over the course of the years, it has come to my attention in the past 6 to 8 months that there are copywriting niches that not everyone who's good at writing is good at doing. And sometimes it's actually really, really effective and smart and amazing to hire a very niche copywriter for a very specific project, because the results you get are pretty amazing.
Yeah. So just some examples of niche copywriting. Okay. So you could have someone who's excellent at writing newsletters, blog posts, sales copy, social media copy, case studies, sales pages, webinar slides. Like, I could keep going, you guys, but in the same way that a graphic designer may be better at branding than they are at web design, a copywriter may be way better at writing your about page than writing your sales copy. And so you also need to recognize your own skills. Like, I'm sure most of you are doing the copy for everything. And you can obviously look at tools, you can look at templates, you can look at formulas, you can learn about all these different industries.
That would get you pretty far.
Yeah, it can go really, really far. Honestly, if you're willing to invest the time, I think you'd be surprised how far you can get here if you have a decent eye for copy. I even still love to write, and I haven't done it for Boss Project in years. But all of that to say, if you have a really specific project, I think it can be so worth it. And so we ended up hiring someone to work. Actually, she was recently on the show, Melissa, to work on case studies for Strategy Academy. And what I really liked about the process is she wasn't just like dissecting a previous interview or a previous quote that existed in a Facebook group. She gathered all the notes from all the places, and she privately interviewed these people in addition to the wealth of information we already had about some of these students. And this is what she does for a living. Like, she writes case studies for a living. And when we got the proof back,
and it shows,
it shows.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, literally, these are not questions I would have even thought to ask in this way to get this kind of answer. Because that's the game, right? Especially when you're doing any sort of interview, or you're doing like where you're wanting a specific response. You're not wanting to make the response for them. You're not wanting to say the happy, kind words for them, but you're wanting to lead them down the right direction in order to give you the answer that is captivating, that's storytelling, that's emotional, that's giving details and not just like, yeah, I liked it. Yeah, it was worth it. Like, though, you know, this is blanket kind of generalized statements. And truly, that is her zone of genius. I'm so happy we worked with her, and the stories, the what we learned from these three students that we got to get case studies built on were just so great.
It was so great. And we
you need to go to.
Yeah, you do. You need to go to mystrategyacademy.com and click on our case studies page. We have two up right now. A third one should be on the way shortly. But we're really excited about the amazing results our students are getting, and are what you're also not necessarily seeing, but is happening behind the scenes, as we are spending a lot of time figuring out what's next for all of our students across the board, and figuring out ways we can improve. Because I think the amazing gift that we've been given is when you do create a sustainable business, rather than worrying about where your next dollar is coming from, you can instead worry about how can you make a better experience? How can you improve results? How can you give back more or in a bigger way? And I love that that's been able to be our focus this year. And it will continue to be our focus. We've always loved on our students, but I definitely remember early on when it was like, oh my gosh, if we don't get two more sales of this, or if we don't make X number of dollars, I don't know how we're going to get through. And that's just not where we're at anymore. So, you know, it's been a lot of reinvesting the last 4 or 5 months. And we've been continually saying, you know, I'm okay with not making as much money because I know what we're building towards and I know where we're going, which I think some people aren't necessarily willing to give up, and that's fine. But know that sometimes not making sacrifices for your business can also make it like stunt your growth kind of thing. I've also seen it go the opposite direction where it's really starts to shrink over time if you're not willing to make a leap. But speaking of investing, we did invest in education for the first time in, I would say, at least 18 months.
Yeah, I was going to say close to 2 years.
I guess aside from, we did get a membership course about this time last year, I suppose. But like, this was a bigger investment, but definitely not our biggest investment.
No, definitely not our biggest, but this is more of the like mindset coaching community thing instead of like a niche tech or skill thing that we were learning last year. But we've kind of mentioned it a little bit here on the podcast where we have invested in coaching and community before, and there's definitely been stuff that we've learned, people we've met. And it just got, and it was our own deals, literally no one else's responsibility but ours. It got too weaved in to us relying on a group to make decisions for us and to not trust ourselves anymore and not really identify what we talk to you guys about all the time of how are we actually wanting to live and run our life and our business? And is that in alignment with the decisions that we're making in our business every day, including how we scale, including how we sell, including all the things, right? And so for us, I feel like oftentimes we're all or nothing. And so we had to be nothing for 18 to 24 months in regards to education or community and just like get back to trusting ourselves again. And it paid off. Like it definitely paid off. We've learned a lot even in the last 18 months. And I think we were like finally ready again. And then it happened to be a really good fit, a phenomenal community that I'm super proud to be a part of. And it's starting here in like a week. It probably will have started by the time that you're listening to this, but we haven't even officially kicked off anything yet.
Yeah, we definitely invested early. Normally we don't invest in something so far in advance, but whatever. I'm excited about that opportunity because I really think one of the things we've noticed is if you're not super intentional about it, it's very easy to run in the same circles. And you get to know people in your industry and then you know the same 5 to 10 people and those are the people you talk to and brainstorm with and kick around ideas with.
Get in your own silo that you created.
Right.
I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. The moisture-rich balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa. I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash. It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling moisture-rich balm, the moisture-rich body balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We've learned that we have to expose ourselves to other people, other cultures, other struggles, other ideas, other industries entirely. Like, I feel like I've learned more from people who like do nothing related to what we do than I have from people who are trying to kind of launch in the same way over and over again. And like, I would rather pull a strategy that's super unique or maybe not unique in their industry, but pulling it into ours is super unique.
And to just be fully transparent with you guys, just, I don't know if you have ever thought this or you're going through it right now, to be honest with you, the decision was interesting because it was one of the first times where Abby and I were like, oh, we could do it or we could not do it. Oh, that feels weird. And usually we are pulled in one really clear direction where it's like, oh, yes, all in, super excited, let's do it. Or like, oh, absolutely not, it's not a good fit. But what we really, or at least what I realized, is that the all or nothing kind of mentality for us, when we were all in, it was more toxic on our end than I think what we were realizing, where it was like we were diving in because we thought it was the answer to a problem. It was going to fix something. We were going to learn exactly what we needed. This was going to be the thing that was going to do, insert whatever goal we had at that point. And for the first time ever, I feel like I was in the proper headspace to be like, I can see the benefits of diving in. I know we're going to take away a couple things. I don't even know what it is exactly, but I'm trusting in this, in the people in the community. And then also, if we don't want to do it, I know that we're going to be in a fine space too. Like, it wasn't, oh, we're going to miss out on something if we don't dive in. And so I think for the first time ever, we really had to sit with like, oh, this is truly, do you want to do it or not? Because for the first time, we didn't feel like we had to do it. And so I think that speaks volumes to our headspace of how it's grown in the past 18 months and the healthiness of making that decision from that space than where we've made them previously.
Now I'm going to bring something up and you're going to be like, oh, I forgot this even.
Oh, probably. I forget everything.
Okay. So speaking of investments, we have been trying to figure out what does 5 years down the road look like? What does 10 years down the road look like? And I will tell you right now, seeing past 12 months is nearly impossible for me, specifically in this business. I feel like I have a better idea of my personal life or like what I want, how I want to show up in the world or how I want to like wake up in my house or, you know what I mean? Like, you have a feeling about what that might look like, but something about our business has always kind of been a mystery to me. However, I think it's been clearer to us that while Boss Project in the way it is today is going to be a part of our future for a very long time, I think Emily and I are going to, and already are, exploring other ways we can work together that are still like under Boss Project technically, but are not necessarily the norm. It's not necessarily us telling
it. It would be under Think Creative Collective technically.
True. Under Boss Project. So Boss Project is a DBA. Boss Project, as you guys know it, is a company, but Think Creative Collective LLC is technically the name of our company. And what we do there has the ability to be all sorts of things. Will we eventually make Boss Project a subsidiary or a separate entity from Think Creative Collective as a whole? Potentially. And the reason I say that is because I think it's become clearer to us that there are so many other types of opportunities. And not to get into specifics, because while we didn't sign an NDA, I'm really not sure how much we're allowed to share.
I don't even know what you're about to talk about right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, we were offered an equity stake in another company. So we were offered to purchase an equity stake. Let me put it that way. And so I think Emily and I, while we turned down that opportunity for, I'm not going to get into the reasons because there's many and some are related to why we said no. And some actually aren't related to why we said no, but affected us saying no. That's not the point. I think the point is it may not be courses forever. It may not be a membership forever. It may mean as we grow, we have more profit to reinvest back into other entrepreneurs pursuing other types of things. I don't know all the things it'll turn into, but we were like, I don't know if you remember how crazy April was, but it was like sign.
We had been pretty clear about questions we were putting out and asking and just being like, oh, we would like clarity on this. And then like 2 weeks later, it's like, here are some options that you could do. And it was just very interesting. So what she's alluding to very vaguely, because we have to, is something we chose not to invest in this same month. And it was really interesting because it was like the same day we felt like we had to make the decision on education and community versus this opportunity. It could have been both. It could have been one or the other. But ultimately, we just decided to do just one. But then there have been other situations that have popped up that's been like, even though that one didn't work out in like a year, this thing over here is probably going to be available to you.
Yeah, I think there'll be consistent new opportunities. And I think that's what I love about getting to know other female-led business owners is like, there are so many people doing so many cool things, and I could get into my like love of Shark Tank and my like dream of being an angel investor or being a true equity partner where you're like in the trenches with someone. But I don't necessarily think that's the point. I think the point is that you can think something is super far off and then it can surprise you and sneak up on you. And if I've learned anything the last couple of years, it's that I don't need to put a timeline on most of these things I want to pursue. Well, they will come.
Yeah. And I think something that's really like, this was told to us a couple years ago, like almost 3 years ago. I think these opportunities that brought up really reminded me of it. And then you and I had a conversation again about the whole like doing things under the umbrella of TCC, but they're different things. Someone at some point told us having a $10 million business isn't the only way to make $10 million or something like that. And so I think it was very much for the longest time, both of us were on the track of like Boss Project has to do everything for us because why wouldn't it? When it is, yeah, maybe doing 95% for us, but there are other avenues that we can explore together and separate, but all like together because we work so well together and we know there are opportunities that are going to open up because of this business. So anyways, I think it was another reminder of like, hey, there are other ways that you can make this happen if that's what you want to do.
Right. Because I think 3 years ago, we were both, if I'm being completely honest, we were both 100% in Boss Project. It was the primary vehicle for both of us, for our whole family. And I think that scared us because not that we were worried about the state of Boss Project, but we started to realize like, if we don't diversify in some way, like what happens if this goes away? And so I think we since then have both worked together on things together, but then worked on stuff separately so that there are multiple ways we're making money. And some are a very visual part of what we do and some aren't at all. And that's totally okay.
Well, another hidden thing that I think in May or April is when we decided to continue Meg's services. So just a non-sexy thing, but for us, it's always proven to be really effective when we put our time and attention to it. And again, hiring someone with niche skills to do something. We told you guys a couple months ago, we had invested in like an SEO package. Let's just get revamped. Let's look at our website, look at some content. We're queens of content. We are the more is more on the content realm. Not saying you have to be, but it's still fun for us. So we do it. And so if we have it, then are we taking advantage of it? Are we using it to its fullest, you know, potential, basically? And so we had our good friend Meg come on and definitely gave us an audit, gave us a refresh, helped us work towards some goals. And then we had the opportunity to continue working with her. And we were like, you know what? Let's keep doing it because I feel like results are right around the corner. And not that this happened in April because it's May right now, but middle of May, results are shining in. Things are looking amazing.
But it's because of the work we were doing. It's because of the work we were doing early on this year, because of the work we did in April, you know.
Because of the work we did in 2015. Like,
I know. Sometimes results are instant, but like, do you? I haven't done an analogy in a while. I'm still called. Do you prefer instant coffee that you like stir into hot water, or do you want to like Italian,
bloom your grounds?
Do you want a cold brew that's been? You know what I'm fucking saying? Okay. Trust me, instant results are not always better. Sometimes the long-term results prove to be more long-term in what they give you.
Well, and what I love about it, honestly, is choices that we made years ago, we're able to not give as much time and attention to for a year, for 6 months, for multiple years, whatever, and then say, oh, hey, we want to actually give attention to that again and pick it right back up. And make it super effective again. It's something that's kind of like always simmering over here. And depending on how much time and attention we want to give to it, it spikes up or maintains. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah. I'm excited about it because, I don't know, I guarantee you there's something you've worked on that you're like, this has a long-term result. I can see it. I know it's going to be there. And then it's not. And it's super disappointing. Or you're like 3 or 4 months down the line and you're like, I don't know, is it worth it to continue? And so many people, this just illustrated to me that so many people do give up right before they're about to see results. And I don't know, I just had a really gut feeling about it where I was like, we've done so much work and made so much progress. We just need to like tweak this, this, and this, and it's going to come. And sure enough, It's starting to, and I'm like, fruits of our labor.
Good job, past self.
I know. But all of this.
What else did we invest in?
Jeez. What else? That's seriously all we've done this year, guys. I kid you not. Like, Emily's like, are we done spending money yet? Probably not is the answer.
Probably not.
Well, actually, I do know we did bring someone else on.
I was going to bring that up, but I think that was a May decision.
Was it a May decision? Oh, she started in May. Yeah. I think we hired her in April.
Save it. I want to.
Okay, well, there is another big girl decision that we made that I am excited about that is already starting to be like, damn. Pat's on back.
Uh-huh. There's two hires that we can talk about in May for our next profit report.
The one
I talked to today and then the other one.
I know. It's been a growing season for us. And I will say it is important that as you approach this, because here's the mistake that I want to like reflect on so that like I can save you guys. In the past, we have invested in a team and we're like, we need XYZ person to X. We need XYZ person to Y. You know, we need this person to, and they're going to whatever. Okay. And the problem then is I feel like we were not necessarily in a great place and we were trying to like put a Band-Aid on something or like trying to not use someone, that sounds wrong, but like we were trying to put someone in a position to help us fix an issue versus having our shit together and we're putting people in place to help us grow and help us shine. And I feel like we kind of had to burn it all to the ground and start over. And not that we totally burned it to the ground, but damn near close. And so I want you to pay attention to if you're feeling like, I'm ready to invest. Like, we have done a lot of different kinds of investments on a lot of different areas of our business all at the same time. I don't really recommend that. Like, I really think if you want to invest in something, you need to have like a singular goal in mind. Whereas I'm kind of like pulling all these levers simultaneously and hoping they work together to create this result. And I just don't think that's for the faint of heart. And honestly, it's a pretty risky operation. But if you guys are like, okay, I know 80% of my business comes from X. If I want to invest, I'm going to bring someone on that can help me do more of that. Then do just that. And then if you're like, okay, now my business is growing because I have this in place, I want to bring on someone else to help me do more of the thing I'm already doing so that I can duplicate. Okay, great. Make that decision. What I don't want you to do is feel like people are going to solve your problems, because, or education for that matter. I just don't think that those things are a good plan. You have to be confident.
I feel like we had to make that mistake like 12 times before we were like, okay, got it.
Yeah. Like, I know Emily was like, you know, we just didn't invest in other things. But for real, it was like putting our business on airplane mode. We're like, don't listen to anything else. Don't pay attention to what other people are saying or thinking or blah, blah, blah. Like, we have to just really listen to our gut. We have to look at our numbers. We have to understand our budget, understand our analytics. And I'm excited about where it's going.
So speaking of numbers, let's go through these pretty quickly so everyone can hear how April went.
Yeah. So we saw the shop is really doing what we expected it to do, which is also really intimidating for me. Because knowing that it didn't exist 14 months ago, or wait, 16 months ago, I can't do math, whatever. It's fine. I can't do math and I'm the CFO. It's really okay. I promise. I use a calculator well every day, but the shop is a whopping 59% of our business, which is a lot to process, but I really anticipate, I think by the end of the year, we will see that number closer to 75%. Unless there is a possibility that we make enough tweaks to SA that becomes untrue, only because SA is growing. But we'll see. Strategy Academy was 22% of our business, and Trello was 9%. Now, keep in mind, we weren't launching a damn thing. It was business as usual. Now, on to our expenses. Our cost of goods sold were right where I want them, right where I want them. We hit it 29%. 25% of that was ads. Feel really, really good about that. Our team costs, however, are higher than I would like them to be. Keep in mind the caveat that, like we talked about, investing, and while we do have some investments and people that are regular members of our team, we did have like one-time costs. And so, or like it stretched over 2 months kind of thing. And so because of that, our team costs are a bit higher. I would say of the total, probably like, I'm not going to look. It doesn't matter, you guys. It's probably like 4 or 5% was like one-time costs. So I still think there's a little wiggle room here, but 39% was team. We've talked about this before, but our goal is to have team be more in the 25 to 30%. I really like closer to 25 because that gives us wiggle room on the profit side, which allows us to invest in these one-time projects. So because we've had our team be at 25 for so long, that's why it can be what it is right now. And so sometimes you're going to be at the point in your business where you're not relying on that month's results to pay for the things you want to do in your business. You're relying on what's already there and what's in your savings account, okay? And so we did see a profit this month, 100%. It's a lower profit because we invested in areas of our business. So last year, our goal was around 30%. we don't have a profit percent goal right now. We know what we're working on. We know where we're investing. And so that's okay with us. Our profit for the month of April was 6%. And I'm excited because often when you see results like this, your immediate reaction is cut costs. I just need to cut costs. Okay, I know I had these one time, but here's what I'm looking at. I need to cut blah, blah, blah. I'm very confident where we're at that we just need to take our team and grow. And we know what we're working towards in the next couple of months, and we know what we're working towards by the end of the year. And that is totally possible with the team we're building. And that's exciting.
I just think it's a much more creative and fun headspace to be in, to be like, okay, how can we add on a little bit more? How can we grow? How can we make more? Instead of how can we cut? And we've been at a position for a long time where we don't want to cut. And so knowing that a lot of these were one-off kind of situations, we know we're not going to repeat over half of them the following month. So we're good.
Right, right. So we're feeling good about where it's going, and we're excited about May. I'm already pumped about talking to you guys about the next couple things we're focused on. It's all intertwined. It's all related, yeah, guys.
That's all
at the end of the day, if you haven't noticed yet, we have three main products. That doesn't change. It hasn't for over a year. So I can't wait to talk more next month. But in the meantime, hit us up with questions. Let us know where you're focused on in your business, what you're working towards, and we'd love to support you. Hit us up in the DMs at Boss Project on Instagram.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.